Dzień dobry Państwu, wznawiam posiedzenie. Na sekretarzy dzisiejszych obrad powołuję posłów Pawła Bliźniuka i Patryka Jaskulskiego. Protokół i listę mówców prowadzić będzie poseł Paweł Bliźniuk. Prezydium Sejmu po zasięgnięciu opinii Konwentu Seniorów złożyło wniosek w sprawie zmian w składzie osobowym Komisji Sejmowej, druk nr 2617.
The Commission of Education and Science has submitted additional report on the Senate draft act on amendment of the Act Education Law. Therefore, having obtained a unified opinion of the Convent of Senior, I've decided to supplement the agenda with an item relating to the third reading of this item of the agenda. Respective commissions have submitted reports on Senate resolutions on special protection measures in civil proceedings of people taking part in the public debate, as well as amendment of the Act on Crisis Management and selected other acts. Therefore, based on Article 95F of regulations of the same, I've decided to supplement the agenda with items related examination of this report. Adequate committees have submitted reports on resolutions of the Senate on amendment of the tax law, print number 2613, amendment of selected other acts related to operations of law enforcement aircraft fleet, establishment of the military medical academy, and amendment of the tax law and selected other acts, print number 2605. Therefore, having obtained a unified opinion of the Convent of Seniors, I have decided to supplement the agenda with items related to examination of this report. Based on Article 54, Section 5, in relation to Article 51, Section 2 of regulations of the same, certified entities have applied for reduction of deadlines for examination of committee reports.
Wnioski te poddam kolejne pod głosowania. Przystępujemy do głosowania
will be subject to voting. We are now voting on the report of the committee on the resolution of the Senate on amendments to the tax law. Who is in favor of adoption of the application to reduce the deadline specified in Article 54, Section 5 of regulations of the same? Please raise your hand and press the button. Who is against? Who has abstained? Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Głosowało 423 posłów, za 422, przeciw 1 osoba, nikt się nie wstrzymał. 422
MPs against, 427, no one abstained. We are now voting on the act on amending selected acts related to operations of the law enforcement and aircraft fleet. Who is in favor of reducing the deadline specified in Article 54, Section 5, mentioned in print 2591? Please raise your hand and press the button.
Kto jest przeciw, kto
who is against?
Dziękuję.
Who has abstained? Thank you.
Głosowało 422 posłów, za 421, przeciw
so
1 osoba. Sejm wniosek przyjął. Przystępujemy do głosowania nad sprawozdaniem Komisji o uchwale Senatu w sprawie ustawy o utworzeniu Wojskowej Akademii Medycznej. Kto z pań i panów posłów jest za przyjęciem wniosku o skrócenie terminu, o którym mowa w artykule 54 ust. 5 regulaminu Sejmu w przypadku sprawozdania z druku nr 2616, zechce podnieść rękę i nacisnąć przycisk.
Raise your hand and press the button. Who is against? Who has abstained? Thank you.
Głosowało 425 posłów, za 423, przeciw 2 osoby.
We had 425 votes in favor, 423 against. The same adopted the resolution. We are now voting on the report of the Commission on the resolution of the Act on amendments to the tax law. Who is in favor of the reduction of the deadline specified in Article 54, Section 5, mentioned in print 26.05. If so, please raise your hand and press the button. Who voted against? Who has abstained? Thank you.
Głosowało 430 posłów, za 411, przeciw 1 osoba, wstrzymało się 18 osób,
sejm
wniosek
przyjął. No abstentions. It's
Wysoka
accepted.
Izbo, chciałbym powitać
Ladies and gentlemen, members of Parliament, I'd like to welcome our guest present at the gallery, His Excellency Mr. Thomas Rose, Ambassador of the United States of America to the Republic of Poland. Former Ambassador of the United States to the Republic of Poland, Mr. Stephen Moll. Former Ambassadors of the Republic of Poland to the United States of America, Mr. Marek Magierowski and Mr. Richard Schnepf.
Oraz
and all American diplomats from the U.S. Embassy in Warsaw present at today's voting on the resolution to acknowledge Polish-American relations and to mark the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States of America. Let us move to point number 21 of the order of the day, the report of the Foreign Affairs Committee on the draft resolution to acknowledge Polish-American relations and to mark the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States of America. We will move to the voting on the resolution remembering the pivotal date for the whole world, democracy and freedom. The courage of founding fathers of the United States of America has inspired many generations across the world. This is the celebration of the idea that changed the history 250 years ago. This is a good moment to greet American people and to thank them for their support for our freedom and democracy. Let these values be the foundation of our joint action. Let us move to voting. The committee requests for the adoption of the draft resolution print 2568. Who is for? Please raise your hand and press the button. Who is against? Who has abstained? Thank you.
430
votes, 31 votes, 428 against, 3 abstentions. The Sejm of the Republic of Poland has adopted the resolution to acknowledge Polish-American relations and to mark the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States of America. Let us move to formal requests.
Pan poseł Jarosław Sachajko.
MP Jarosław Sachajko.
Bezpośrednia, bardzo proszę.
Direct Democracy Group, please take the floor.
Pan poseł Włodzimierz Skalik.
Włodzimierz Skalik.
Konfederacja.
Confederation.
Korony Polskiej.
The Polish Crown.
Szanowny panie marszałku, panie premierze, wysoka izba.
Dear Speaker, Prime Minister, ladies and gentlemen, Polish embassy in Kiev, everyone and every country has the right to shape its memory, its history and select its heroes. And with all the consequences for the foreign policy, we know that UPA was chosen as the hero of one of its military units,
namely
one of the units, and what about Nazi heroes? What about Polish sensibility? How long is this sensibility is going to be put to test? I would like that the Sejm of the Republic of Poland adopts the resolution to strip President Zełenski of the highest Polish decoration, the White Eagle Order.
Wniosek przeciwny, pan
who
poseł Cieciura,
is against MP Cieciura.
Pani marszałku, Wysoka Izbo,
Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, members of Parliament,
Prime Minister
and Minister, I have a question about one of the schools in Łódzkie Voivodeship. This school has been in operations for dozens of years with a great community. Today the decision was made by the educational supervisor to close the school. I know this was not your decision. However, the supervisor's decision was approved by the ministry. When the unified right was in government, no such decisions were made. Nobody closed the schools. Could you please analyze that again, examine that again? Dozens and dozens of years of tradition needs to be acknowledged and should not be destroyed with single decision.
So I do apologize because we have a request for a break. So a formal request for taking a break in the session has been submitted. Let's vote for it. Who is in favor of the session? Please raise your hand and press the button. Who is against and who has abstained? Thank you.
Głosowało 426 posłów.
So 426 voted in favor, 193 against, and we have rejected the application for the break. Józef Aciuk, MP. The government has reassured teachers that their pay would be tied to an economic indicator, and in spite of it, the parliamentary commission has not got to work for more than a year. An increase totaling 2.2% has been scheduled. Why the inflation exceeds 3%? Higher minimum pay will make the pay of teachers close to the average wage. Is that how we want to appreciate teachers and boost the prestige of their profession? Thank you very much.
Za przyszłość kolejnych pokoleń Polaków ma otrzymać podwyżkę niższą od prognozowanej inflacji. Jeśli tak, to nauczyciele mają pełne prawo czuć się oszukani.
Dziękuję. Pani posłanka Paulina Matysiak, Niezrzeszona.